Yeah, we've been on some fun dates. We went to the museum recently and we had so much fun looking at the Egyptian exhibit. Oh, please don't tease us right now, Dad. I mean, you're just meeting them for the first time and you're asking when we're getting married? I mean, yeah, we're doing very well and I love them, they love me, and we're extremely happy together. Yeah, I know you and Mum got married right out of college. Then again, back then, things were a lot cheaper than they are now. Hold on, Dad. Hey, do you need a minute or two? Yep, I can excuse us, yep. Hey, Mum and Dad, can you guys excuse us for a couple of minutes? Yep, no, we're okay. We just need to deal with something real quick. Thank you. Hey, babe, what's up? Hey, it's okay. It's not your fault. Can I hug you, baby? Thank you. Yeah, I know everything's probably a bit hard for you right now. You're probably a bit overstimulated from this. Yeah, I know this wasn't easy for you. I was a bit nervous too. No, you're doing a fantastic job, baby. I'm really proud of you. Yeah. I know, my parents kept pestering you. I was thinking about telling them you're on the autism spectrum, but I know you didn't want to be treated differently. You don't have to be ashamed that you're on the autism spectrum, honey. I know that things aren't as easy for you as they are for other people, such as going to new places and certain sounds bother you more than others and how objects you touch feel. You want to know what I thought when you first told me you were on the autism spectrum? I thought you were incredibly brave, honey. Yeah, I did. I know it wasn't easy for you to tell me, but you did, and that made me feel so good that you trusted me. I know our first few dates were a bit different than what I was used to. You had a bit of trouble keeping eye contact with me, and I actually kind of suspected you were on the autism spectrum because I knew a lot of people who were. And that was a consistent behaviour amongst them. And you also told me about how loud sounds can bother you. So I've made sure to keep the music volume down when I'm with you, because I know I listen to it a bit loud. Remember, you even told me that people doubted your potential because of it. And you managed to prove them wrong by doing things people didn't expect you to be capable of. Ugh, I was so impressed by your memory. Remember I told you a few things about myself on our first date, and you always remembered them and you pointed them out. You got me a card for our 3-month anniversary that had my favourite type of dog on it. I really appreciated that you remembered that. Look, I don't mind that you need your routine. It's okay. I know when there's a major change coming up that I need to tell you ahead of time to help you prepare. Remember when I asked you if you wanted to move in together? I know that stressed you out quite a bit, and you were worried about leaving your place and moving in with me, as, you know, that's a huge change for you, more than what you're used to. But listen, just as it was then and as it is now, I'm not going anywhere, honey. You don't need to rush just to make me happy. I want you to feel comfortable, and it's okay for us to take things slow. I know this is your first relationship and you're a bit inexperienced, but that's okay. I love you and I know you love me back. Aw, you're so cute. Well, I guess I should ask though, I think I already know the answer, but was it my dad asking when we're getting married that got you like this? Yeah, I thought so. Oh, gosh, no, I wasn't upset with you. I'm upset with my dad for asking that. You're so sweet. Yeah, I know you didn't mean any harm with that, but it was still a bit blunt and rude. Listen, I know I already said this, but you don't need to rush anything. I'm more than willing to wait for you when you're ready to move in with me and get our own place. I love you so much and want to move in with you, but I'd feel terrible if you felt forced to do so. We we can look whenever you're ready for that change, okay? Are you feeling better? A bit? Well, that's good. No, we can take as long as you need. There's no rush. I don't care what my parents think. I'm more concerned about your comfort. Can I hug you again, honey? Thanks. I remember when I first tried hugging you and you seemed a bit shaken by it. I knew I had to ask before just doing it, but, you know, I know touch is something you've gotten pretty used to. You're so sweet and affectionate. Oh, you're blushing. You're just the best. Yes, you are the best, and you are definitely blushing. Okay, you're right. I shouldn't tease you right now. I'm sorry. Look, I love you more than anyone else. You're the most important person to me. I want you to feel comfortable telling me when something's bothering you. And I want you to know that at any time you're overstimulated, I will do whatever I can to help you feel better. Wait, what did you say? Oh, you want to start looking at places to move in with me? Oh, babe, come here. Sorry, that wasn't too much, right? Okay, I was worried there. I'm so happy you want to live with me. You're the greatest thing that's happened in my life, honey. I love you.